This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. Okay? Just wanted to make sure that you understood that Bradley Dean is the one speaking to you now. Just having a little fun, but it is true. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today on this show is identifying God-sent prophets, and we're also going to be talking about those that are setting war against God. It's the tone of the Spirit. It's the voice of the Spirit that you need to hear, rather than going along to get along. You know, we've heard that said before. Well, you know, we don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. We just got to kind of go along to get along. Well, let's tell the truth and see how the truth responds and what kind of a response it gets, because it doesn't get the response in many cases as to the one that you want. So let's talk about that. As a matter of fact, did you know that Martin Luther, the great reformer back from the 1500s, he rightly said of himself, he said, "I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike." He said, "I'm born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils." He goes on, "I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forests." You want the earmarks of a prophet, folks? That is it right there. Before we start rocking on this show, I'm going to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. But before we do that, I want you to know that if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump over on our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 double E on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. You can call in at any time over the next 45 minutes. That will be the next up and coming segment and the two following. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And yes, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place, friends, to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I wanted to let you know, again, let's not get too cozy with our relationship with the Russians and the Chinese, folks. Keep in mind the Russians, the Chinese, the Pope, other communist country folks across the globe are calling for a new world order like that of the Bushes and Barack Hussein Obama and the up-and-coming the Clintons if the American people stand down. Don't get too comfortable with what's going on there with Putin, folks. And don't get caught up into this little charade that Obama is at war with Putin and Putin doesn't like Obama. Baloney, folks. And it's scary when you think about it, because you look at the American people at large today, and for some reason or another, they're siding with America's sworn enemies. Does that not tell you that there's something seriously wrong with this country, friends? And the reason I'm saying that is because if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we can see Trump and Putin correct about administrating the administration and the Clintons actually creating ISIS along with Barack Hussein Obama. Be careful, friends, as to what's transpiring here, okay? Don't play again the dupes of ill-designing men, friends, but what we're seeing is we're beginning to see headlines that show us that there's something eerily wrong with the headlines going across this country. Again, Trump and Putin correct about administration and Clinton creating ISIS. And by the way, if you want to check it out, here's the proof, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also know that Mrs. Trump was just hanging out with possibly the future Mrs. Putin. We don't know. But does anybody think there's something a little amiss with what's going on here? Because I do. There's no question about it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. New Black Panther leader. Milwaukee riots are a war. Well, who's creating that war, friends? Who's standing behind these Black Pantherites, friends? Who's actually funding? Who's actually fueling the fire concerning those that are willing to go ahead and incite domestic insurrection in the United States of America? Well, again, look no further than the administration that the American people are tolerating, because, folks, it's embarrassing and therefore very shameful in so many different ways. Wanted to let you know that Southern California pastor cursed out at state capitol for opposing SB 1146. Well, what's that all about? Well, you're going to have to check it out and find out for yourself. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Ex-Baltimore cop blasts the DOJ, Department of Let Me Put the IJ, Injustice, and Black Lives Matters. Of course, folks, these are little groups that are being used to incite domestic insurrection, to create war within. Watch out without, friends. Again, pay attention to what's going on. Don't get caught in sleight of hand looking to the left when what they're doing is going on over on the right. And don't get caught up with the corrupt politicians that are condemning it in the north and actually advocating and promoting it in the south. Okay? Pay attention to the details. Discern. Know the word of God and the Constitution. You'll always know as to who's responsible for what's going wrong, if it be wrong. And on the positive, as a right as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sheriff David Clark decries the cause of black anger. Hey, folks, I'm getting sick and tired of it. Just this last weekend, we were actually asked to come up to South Minneapolis and check out some young musicians, and we did. And we sat there for about 45 minutes listening to a young black man talk about how he has been victimized. And his whole rhetoric, his whole rhetorical rap, song after song, was about how he has been played the victim. And I'm sick and tired of this victim mentality, friends. I don't care what color you are in this country. You are where you want to be for the most part. This is the country where you can go over the top. If you shoot for the stars, you're going to hit one. If you shoot for the floor, you're going to hit one of those. But if you want to sit there and play in your corner, you and the sympathy, you and the devil playing sympathetic with yourself, you go ahead and do that. But you're going to stay there the rest of your life as an underachiever. So therefore, regardless again of the color of your skin, read Acts 17:26, all nations are one blood. We're all in this together, regardless of the color of our skin. Let's get away from this victim mentality, which is being fueled again by this current administration. Folks, the only victims in this country are those that want to play the victims. And if you want to be a victim and you want to stay there, again, rest assured the devil's sitting there with you, sympathizing with you, because nobody else is in that corner with you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Young Belgian Muslim sings for the annihilation of Christians. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired yet, America? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Of two evils, choose neither. Interesting. People must be listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back and we're going to talk about false prophets setting America at war with God.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in again at any time over the next three segments, 1-866-582-9933. The message that I'm going to give you right now, folks, you do need to understand that this is made applicable to every human being on this globe today. Because what we're hearing today in this country is false mercy, false grace, and a false version of love. Scripture tells us that love is to be unfeigned, not a counterfeit love. Love is to rejoice in the truth, not in the lie. And what we see today in this country is everybody just kind of overlooking the truth and then equating lust for love in so many different ways. As a matter of fact, if you go to the 1913 dictionary, lust, and you go to 2016 present dictionary definition of the word love, you'll find that they've been reversed exactly. So, love today now defines out as to be what lust was. If you want to see how bad the words have been watered down through the dictionary and through the revisionist of the day, just go to a dictionary 50 years and back into the present, put them in parallel one to another, and look at the definitions. You'll see that they've been watered down almost completely and reversed in many cases. Yes, that's where we're at today. The reason I'm saying that is because Scripture tells us, friends, Scripture tells us, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Keep in mind, the gospel message is to those that are dead in their sins. Read Romans 6, Revelation 3 as well. The good news is to those that are no longer living unto themselves, but are now found in Christ, because we understand that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Remember, before I get rocking, friends, Jesus continuously said, to he who has ears to hear, let him hear. To he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And I also want you to understand, to show you exactly what I'm talking about, one with another. Scripture tells us that we're not to hate our brother. We're to love our brothers and to warn them that they sin not against God. Okay? And keep in mind in Psalm 109, David said he was hated for his love. Jesus said the same exact thing in John 15. This is my commandment that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. See, today in the world, which is running with the flow of the world, is calling love really what lust is defined out to be. And God's love warns. It continuously warns. David said, in thy afflictions, in thy faithfulness, thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Let me say that a little slower. In thy faithfulness, O Lord, thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Let me tell you this one. Proverbs 27, open rebuke is love better than carefully concealed. And again, keep in mind, friends, Judas betrayed Jesus Christ with a kiss, and there's a whole lot of betrayal of kisses going on under the umbrella of the word and definition of the word love today, when in fact it's the furthest thing from love. Real love tells the truth. It does not withhold the truth. Again, Lord, in thy faithfulness, thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. So God chastises those that he loves, Hebrews 12. He chastises those that he loves. And it's interesting because you see today, again, in the professed church and the conservative movement and across the boards, the Patriots folks, they'll all call and equate love to their fallen state rather than to Christ's risen state. Let's put this in right perspective. In 2 Chronicles 19:10, this is what it says, and we're talking about, friends, false prophets setting America at war with God. Listen carefully. And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. See, so a faithful witness is he who delivers souls. Do you know that scripture tells us that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul? A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. Folks, never trust anybody that only praises you. Never trust them as far as you can throw them. They're not your real friend because they're not operating out of real love. And we know where love comes from. It tells us in Romans 5:5 that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, right? By the Holy Ghost. And keep in mind, God is love, so everything Jesus did was a demonstration of God's love. When he was rebuking the Pharisees, that was love, and warning them and damning them, that was love. Okay, and when he was showing mercy and grace to the prostitute in John 8, to the blind man, to the impotent folks, hey folks, that was love. So we need to keep a proper balance, because a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. Ready for this? We can see that in America today that the church is countering their very purpose on this earth. Rather than the light reproving the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, we now have the church spreading the darkness as they attempt to put out the light. Case in point, we just heard recently, and I'm not even putting the Pope into the church position. He's not our vicar, friends. We have one mediator. His name is Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 4:5. His name is Jesus Christ. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. If I want to talk to my Father, I go in the closet and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost, he intervenes. He empowers me, Romans 8, to actually pray the things that I ought to pray, that they might receive a hearing in the room of grace, in the throne of grace in my time of need. Okay? I don't need some man standing in between me and my Father. And the only one that does that in the spirit, his name is, again, Jesus Christ. But we see that the Pope is telling the Catholic Church that they need to apologize to the homosexuals. I mean, folks, I can go down the line with what this devil in the disguise of a vicar in Rome is actually advocating from his golden throne as he is asking for help to help the poor. I mean, folks, how hypocritical can it be? We're supposed to read the Word of God. We're to beware of men. As a matter of fact, in John chapter 2, the very end of the chapter, Jesus said that he did not commit himself to men because he knew what was in man. And yes, we are in this together, but again, we have no king but King Jesus, folks, in every aspect, in every facet of our life. It's Jesus Christ that we go to. not man. So again, keep in mind the church's purpose is to reprove the darkness, not to advocate the darkness, not to spread the darkness. Read Ephesians 5:11. Yet that's what you've seen them do today. And even their silence, friends, is consent. Even their silence shows you that they're an accomplice with what the corruption is that's being spewed from the Supreme Court and this corrupt administration. They're accomplices to the crime because of their silence. And it shows you that they're an accomplice because they don't protest when they ought to, which makes cowards of men, by the way. It tells us in 1 Timothy 4:1, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience," which means with knowledge that God has bestowed upon us, "has been seared with a hot iron." So what am I saying? I'm simply telling you that what we're seeing today through the professed church is they are advocating what God abhors. Read Proverbs 6:16 through 19. In fact, they're even going so far as to set the people at war with God. And I want to tell you the way that that happens is when men depart from the Word of God for themselves. Micah 3:5 tells us that, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him." In other words, you have these teachers in the pulpits, you have these whores and these hirelings in the pulpits today that are making war with God, because what they're doing is they are counting God's commandments through their opinion. They're telling you, no, God's grace covers everything. Go ahead and do what you will. No, he's okay with homosexuals. No, he's okay with abortion. No, he's okay with crime in government. No, he knew all these things were coming, saith they. Folks, they have no business in the pulpit whatsoever. They're not preaching out against sin, friends. Keep in mind, they're guilty of sin. And if you want to know why they're not preaching out against sin in the first place, friends, that's all you have to do, like the Prince of Preachers rightly said, is just simply follow them home. And you'll understand why they're not preaching out against sin, because they're guilty of it. And what you're listening to right now is a guy that's been in ministry, that's been to the top all the way to the bottom, and I want to tell you what. It's not like it's hard to find, America, the compromise. It's not like it's not hard to find concerning the effeminate in the hierarchy of the professed church in America. And I want to tell you, who sees it more than anybody are the people that are eating the pill of their corruptions and the corruptions that they advocate, falling from their little devilish pulpits. And it was Mariah Woodworth Edder that rightly said, and she was right on the money, when she said, "Those that want to be in the pulpit, well, you know, I got to go to college so I can be a pastor or a priest." Really? What college did the apostles go to? I want to tell you what college they went to. They went to the school of hard knocks. Well, these are going to what? They're going to the college of ease to get a head knowledge of only what the Spirit can teach. So why is it that, America, you're subjecting to those that have not been taught while they teach you? And then you wonder why you're in the position that you're in. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called a place for mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call a place for mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We've got our sword pulled out today, folks, and we're talking about how false prophets are setting America at war with God. And the way that that is happening is through an illiterate Christian, which is a lack of Christianity. And the Christ rebukes you for not knowing the word, when in fact it was the first prerequisite was to know his doctrine, to believe on him whom he sent. And how many people in this country, all were Christians, and you ask them three of the Ten Commandments, they can't even name them. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. Why is that? Because of who they're subjecting themselves to. When you go to the King James Version, 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound without error doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers that have itching ears. Let me say it this way. They'll only subject to themselves those of the likes of Aaron, not Moses. They don't like Moses because Moses came down to give God's commandments. Aaron actually, what did he was persuaded by the people because he was afraid of the people, and he preached what the people wanted to hear. Oh, how counter that runs to the gospel. Read Galatians 1. But again, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They don't want to hear it. The love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of lawlessness. And yet those that are Christians, Scripture tells us they've been redeemed from all iniquity. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Lawlessness. Huh. Yet they live a lawless lifestyle just like their father, the devil. Who is the lawless one? The deluder. The liar. In whom is no truth? Satan himself. But again, going back to this, folks, talking about false prophets setting America at war with God. Why is it happening? Because people are subjecting themselves to those that will itch their itching ears. Because the people themselves love to have it so. They don't want to hear the truth. And it's interesting. Truth is what makes men free. But again, going back to Micah 3:5, it says, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace." Folks, there is no peace today. "And he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him." They advocate what God condemns. So instead of preaching real grace, the kind that says, "Go and sin no more." Isn't it interesting when you get into conversation with professors in this country that don't know their left hand from their right hand concerning the doctrine of the Word of God? Isn't it interesting that they are the ones that kick up against you because of what their pastor said? Not what they know, not what they've taken time to know. I mean, as if to say it was their pastors or their priests or their elders or their father's duty to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling on their behalf. That's not how it works. No, you're to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But isn't it interesting, they always talk, "Well, that's not what my pastor said. That's not what my pastor said." But I don't care what your pastor says. I don't care what your father says. I don't care what your priest says. What did Jesus say? Let's talk about that. See, because there's no excuse for the American people. They have the same Bible the hirelings and whores have as they preach from the pulpits. They're a joke, America, for the most part. And again, as I said, instead of preaching real grace, the kind that says, "Go and sin no more," isn't it interesting they say, "Well, my pastor said." Wait. So once we repent, because that's the message Jesus gave unto us, was repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I know that's weird to some of you folks out there that just don't understand that Jesus said that, not the state-controlled media who's trying to take him out of context. They didn't say that. No, Satan, once again, is trying to distort the words of Christ. He does it all the time. But when we're giving you the Word of God line upon line, precept upon precept, there is no distorting that. He has a hard time doing that. See, and that's why I'm giving you the Word right now. You know, "Go and sin no more," John 8:1. Isn't it interesting as well? Remember the blind man that received his sight and he went back to Jesus and Jesus found him actually in the temple after he was kicked out by the Pharisees? I believe it was in John 11. Isn't it interesting that... No, wait, not John 11, forgive me. I believe it's John 9. It's interesting that when Jesus found him, he said to him, "Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." And we see this throughout the Gospels, but we never hear this from the pulpits, "Go and sin no more." No, what they preach is, "Go ahead and do what you want to do." Like I said before, they use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. These are the false prophets. Hey, folks, when I first got saved, I remember going inside of the church and asking the pastor, the assistant pastor, why Scripture says this, but we're not doing this anymore. And he says, "We just don't do things like that anymore." Therein lies the problem. You've left the Word of God. Now what you have done is you're attempting to make void the commandments of God by making forth and putting forth the commandments of men, which bring forth God's commandments as null and void, which in fact they don't in the spirit and at man's own, I don't want to say discretion, because it's not discretion at all. His misguidedness, he's going to eat the demise of his own compromise sooner or later. But we just don't do it this way anymore. No, that's the problem. That is the problem. You've given ear to the false gospel. And what I'm doing is I'm giving you the Word of God, the real gospel. It's good news to those that are dead in sins and alive to Christ. They're no longer alive to themselves. They're now alive to Christ. Again, read Romans 6 when you get a moment. And we often hear, "And where sin abounds, grace does much more abound." Romans 5:20. Yeah. Listen to that. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But why are we seeing in the American church, or in America, namely those that profess Christianity, which is almost everybody at length, they always talk about, "Well, there's grace, there's grace, there's grace, there's grace." Yep. But where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Sounds like an overcoming grace. See, the professed church preaches a stark contradiction of grace, which is nothing more than, listen to the word, licentiousness. There's what you're seeing today in America. It's not grace, it's licentiousness. In other words, The message of, again, the professed church in America has been, do what you will. Do what you want to do. By the way, for those that didn't know, again, that's the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. And you're assured by the pastor that you'll get a pass into heaven. Don't worry about it. But again, going back to those that knew the Christ, as a man knows a woman, the great reformer Martin Luther said, listen carefully, this will set some people free. Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach, listen America, that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. What are you told today? Oh, there is no law. Really? Wasn't it Jesus that said, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets? I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Not one jot nor one tittle, not the smallest part of the law will pass until all is fulfilled. As a matter of fact, if you go to Galatians 3:24, it says, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. There's many people that say they belong to Jesus that have never repented because they've never had the law preached to them. Read Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. You say you belong to Jesus. Well, what was his message to you? It was repent. You're saying, well, what was I supposed to repent for? How do you say that you belong to Christ when you never repented? I want to tell you why. Because you've been given a false grace. The law comes in and shows you your disease. Well, the great physician comes behind him as the law drives you to him where it can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. It's that simple. The doctor's got to tell you your disease before you go to the doctor to get the remedy. Right? And God does both of those. He provides both methods. That's why the law is the schoolmaster, because it shows you your sin before God. Read Luke 15. Remember when the prodigal son said, I have sinned before heaven and before you? He had it in the proper order because he understood God's moral law. He violated it. And what drove him back home to his father, to Christ, is the analogy. It was his knowing that his sin was before God that drove him to the Savior who came to deliver him from his sin, Matthew 1:21. The Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. That's the best way to say it. I want to say this again. The great reformer Martin Luther said, Satan, the god of all dissension. This message applies to everybody listening. Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach, that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the effeminate preaching of the grace of Christ, which is unscriptural. Jesus didn't come around telling the world to repent. No, he told them everything was okay. And that really is the spirit of these sick, twisted individuals preaching from the pulpits in which they have no business. Zero. And this is all because God's law has been pushed out of the culture by antinomianists only to bear its corrupt state in which America now finds itself, and that without shame. Remember again, Jesus said, because thou sayest I'm rich and increased with goods, America, and have need of nothing. Nope, I'm okay. Yep, until the boat goes down, and then guess what happens? Jesus! Just like on the Titanic, no one was thinking about Jesus, friends, until the boat started to go down. Instead of partying and drinking up on the deck, you know what the band started to play? They started to play gospel music. Isn't that interesting? God's not interested in fair-weathered friends. You know, before we allow people to be a part of this ministry, we want to know the hearts before they're allowed to be a part. If you go back into the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, friends, churches used to prove their congregants for up to a year to 3 years to see what they were about before they could become a member of a church. Now you see signs everywhere. Hey, come into our church. All are welcome. I mean, you want to talk about degradation, friends? You're even seeing on some of these signs, hey, our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. I mean, how do you even take them serious, America? Really? Wow. 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 What are we talking about? False prophets setting America at war with God? Hey, folks, giving you the word, bringing out the sword of the Spirit, not the wooden, blunt sword, which is ineffective.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over? Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I've been talking about false prophets setting themselves, America, at war with God. And I just want to simply put this because I love this quote by Noah Webster, because it is applicable. If you're complaining about anything in government, you conservatives, if you're complaining about anything in the church, you profess Christians, if you're complaining about anything, which shows you that you're on the side of God's law. See, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. See, we're carnal, sold under sin. The law is spiritual, I'm carnal. See what I'm saying? So you're on the side of God. When you agree that there's something wrong, you have discernment, you have eyes to see, and you have ears to hear what's right and what's wrong. If you're complaining about any of the above said, if you're complaining about corruption in government, as I said, let me just take it to you for a moment. I want you to understand that this message is totally applicable to you. And if you're talking about corruption in the church or what the pastors aren't preaching about, first of all, the pastor shouldn't be preaching anything. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. It's the apostle, prophet, and the teacher. Pastor was named one time in the New Testament. Isn't it interesting how backwards America has gotten it? And then you wonder why you have no power with God. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting, leaving off the precepts contained in the Bible. It all goes back to the Word of God. I was just talking about how Jesus said, because thou sayest I'm rich, American, increased with goods and have need of nothing, The Lord sets the record straight in Revelation 3:17. He says, "And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked?" Hey, folks, you're so rich, the only thing that you have is goods that you can't take with you to heaven. I mean, you don't see a luggage rack on top of a hearse, do you? I mean, it's certain that we came into this world with nothing, and it's certain that we're going to leave with nothing. People are rich in goods, but they're not rich in the things of the Spirit. And see, where your heart is, there your treasure is also. What is your heart set upon, America? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you, and not until then. And at that point, you don't care anyways. The only thing you care about is the presence of God. And what's so awesome about the Levitical order is the fact that God is our inheritance and we're His. That's where we're content. That's where we're fulfilled. Where Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. That's where I'm content. Also read Hebrews 12 again. See, I find it that it's those that seem to talk much of love. Have you ever noticed this? Know nothing of Christian love. Have you ever noticed that? See, Jesus rebuking the pretenders, the hypocrites of the day, said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you religious hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and a cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought to you have done, and not to leave the others undone." Matthew 23:23. See, they have their message upside down. See, Christ would also expose them for their hypocrisy when he said, "But I know that you have not the love of God in you. I'm come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him shall you receive." Now, with all due respect, isn't it interesting that when you go to see Billy Graham, because in the 60s, well, I guess it started in the 50s and in the 60s and in the 70s, it's interesting that when we were little kids, my mom brought us to the Minnesota State Fair to see Billy Graham. And it's interesting how men highly esteem Billy Graham, to the point where when you go see Billy Graham, everybody's talking about Billy Graham. You go to the back of their cars, they all have Billy Graham stickers on the back of their car. Now, Scripture tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. I'm not saying Billy Graham is an abomination. I'm telling you that's how blind men are, that they're willing to leave off Christ and to follow man. And every single time, that's exactly where they get in trouble. Furthermore, that's why we have all the divisions, all the different sects and denominations in the church, is because men leave off Christ and they follow man. Every single time without fail. See, we're not in this for the praise of men. We're in this for the praise of God. See, but Pharisees and religious people, they love the praise of men. They could care less about the praise of God. Jesus said, "I know that you have not the love of God in you. I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, you'll receive him." And then Jesus lays the question, "How can you believe which honor one another, and seeketh not the honor that cometh from God only?" John 5:42-44. See, it's a false love, America. Real love bears the cross. Luke 9:23. It bears the cross of Christ and fights for the present generation. Because greater love is this than no man, or greater love hath no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brethren, John 15:13. And what follows that kind of love? Jesus tells us, "These things I command you, that you love one another." Then he said, "If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." How is it that the world, namely in this country in America, how is it that the professed church in America is so degenerated, so degraded the message of the gospel? Now they have the world. They're trying to attempt to get the world to love on Jesus without understanding who he is. And you know those rabid preachers out there that are preaching law to grace? How come they're the ones hated? And the professed church in America today is a reproach. It's a joke. It's a scam. It's a sham. And the world knows it. See, they don't even see that they have mud all over their face, friends. But I'm sure to be on the radio today to tell you why they have mud on their face, because they're unashamed. And again, they're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ because there's no Holy Ghost behind it. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And again, keep in mind, friends, just being a faithful witness, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Yet, when you look at the other side of that in the Old Testament, going back and forth between the Old and the New, keeping a proper balance, you know, they that forsake the way, they say, you know what Scripture tells us? Correction is grievous. That's what precedes those that forsake the way. Correction is grievous. Correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. So what they do is they create their own way and then they call it the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow, wow. William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, prophesied in his day that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Can you say, very prophetically spot on? That was over 100 years ago he said that. See, there are these self-professors that might want to put themselves in the light of Scripture. 2 Corinthians 13:4, the Bible tells us we're to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith or not. But when you bring the Word of God to them where they begin to question their faith, they're told by their whores and their hirelings, their gods, their false idols, friends, that they're not to question their faith when Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. And why is it that they don't overcome? Because sin overcomes grace. Not grace abounds over sin, opposite of Scripture. They're succumbers, not overcomers, friends. And they wonder why. I want to tell you why. Because when you get to the cross, all of a sudden you find the life of the Spirit if you're willing to lay yourself off and exchange your strength and your life for His. When you yield yourself over to Him, that's where you find your life. To he who hath the Son hath life. To he who hath the Son hath life. And guess what? When you receive that life, it will overcome everything I'm talking about. So again, when they do so, they might just find themselves destitute of the righteousness only Christ can give. This is a positive. They cannot blame the preacher for what is preached if they don't know what the good book says. For it warns, and I end with this. Beware of false prophets who tell you everything is okay, who fail to preach out against homosexuality, who fail to preach out against abortion, who fail to correct and confront and protest corruption in government today. Beware of these. Beware of these false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. A bunch of sick shepherds that are not even called to be shepherds. Hey, folks, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, the kind that I just identified. They don't confront anything because they're guilty of everything. I want to tell you something about these people. Jesus said in Matthew 7:15-23, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You better bet your bottom dollar they are. They'll be the first ones to turn you in. They'll be the first ones to turn on you if you ever confront them. Believe me. But the Bible tells us you shall know them by their fruits. You shall know them by their fruits. What is the fruit of them that I'm calling out today, friends? I want to tell you the fruit of them that I'm calling out. Jesus said, judge them by their fruits. I'm going to give you their fruits. The greatest advocate to the homosexuals, to corruption in government, to abortion, to crime in government, or in the church and without, is because the professed church does absolutely nothing about their responsibility before a just and holy God. So, rest assured, where men leave off what God commands, rest assured, there's going to come a time in judgment, which we're under right now, where they wish they would have responded accordingly when they had the time to do it. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.